Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Jake Zufelt, who's the owner of Height Digital Eugene and author of Digital Marketing Sucks. Jake, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you know, I always love, as a marketing expert, I love the pattern interrupt. So, okay, you own a digital marketing company. Yeah, yeah, sort of is the other million thousand people in the world. But okay, hold up. Digital marketing sucks. You know, screeching tires. Tell me, what in the world is the deal with your upcoming book, Digital Marketing Sucks?
I'm just stating a simple fact, Mike. Digital marketing is miserable. And I'm a bit of, you know, I joke with my team. I sit a little bit on the negative side of optimism. You know, I'm very much a realist. I don't know if that's, you know, being cynical for years of, you know, being in pastoral ministry or something like that. No, I'm kidding. But it's something that is about the industry. You know, this book addresses some of the real shadiness about the digital marketing industry, if I'm totally honest. And, you know, I'm also the guy that wears t-shirts to marketing conferences that say digital marketing sucks on them. And what's funny about it is, as I started wearing these digital marketing sucks shirts around, you know, the number one group of people that reached out to me and said, can I have one of those? Was marketers, which should be a huge concern to any business owner out there. There seems to be this collective agreement for people who do this as a living that digital marketing in 2022, 2023 has gotten so complex, has gotten so complicated, and this is a big one, has gotten time consuming.
Yep.
That all of these marketers out there reaching out to me saying like, hey, can I have one of those t-shirts? That should be concerning to people.
I love it. I love it. And it reminds me of, if you remember, maybe back in the day, I think it's like early 2000, Scott Stratton, a marketer, kind of coined the phrase un-marketing. It's like, you know, the opposite of. And it's not like he's against marketing, but it's like, hold up, let's take another look at this. And you're not against digital marketing, I'm sure. Let's just take another look at it and do it right.
Absolutely. And I would even go as far to say it's sort of it's a shot at the industry and jokingly, you know, but also there's some really seriousness to it is that the digital marketing space is an unregulated, it's kind of the Wild West. I mean, you look at it from an outside perspective, and like you said, there's a million marketing agencies out there. Some of them watched a couple of YouTube videos and started marketing themselves as an agency. Yeah. What's unfortunate to me, and I'll talk a little about kind of where this book came from. This book was actually at the request of a number of my clients. So they came to me and said, Jake, we've wasted tens of thousands of dollars on bad marketing agencies and bad digital marketing. What is it that we needed to know to be able to avoid that?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's really interesting. I thought about this for like a year. And I started writing this down, and really what turned into the outline for the book came out of this real life experience with these different companies coming to me and saying, how do we not get taken advantage of? How do I tell my other friends that are business owners how not to get taken advantage of? And so the original outline for the book was literally a checklist of saying, here's the things as a business owner, what you need to know before you even go and talk to someone about outsourcing your marketing.
Well, I've heard that approach many times where, you know, you'll say to a consultant, hey, when you're talking to prospects, come up with a little PDF, you know, checklist, you know, the top 10 questions to ask any whatever, you know, industry you're in before hiring a consultant in that industry. And it's like the genius behind that is these are top 10 questions that you must know. They're important questions. But if this consultant is telling you how they should be answered, now it's tipping the hat to, okay, look, these other people out there stumbling and bumbling and they're not answering the question the right way. And Jake knows the answer and man, I better connect with him. So what are some of the top things that you were hearing? Like, okay, what's the number one thing that when a business owner gets taken advantage of in digital marketing from some company, what does that look like?
I think the biggest one is just simply the honesty and transparency in reporting.
Yeah.
I think that's honestly the biggest barrier, or just no reporting at all. So I'll give you an example. I'm in multiple chambers of commerce. I'm not sure what the plural of chamber of commerce is. Chambers of commerce.
Yeah.
And I was at one meeting, in-person meeting, which is pretty rare for me. And someone came up to me and said, "Hey, I have a suspicion that our marketing agency is not doing their job." Well, of course, you know, my ears perk up here and go, "Okay, tell me more." And something you got to know about me is I do not believe that we are the marketing agency for every business. There are some phenomenal marketing agencies out there that embrace honesty and transparency, all of those things. To every business network I'm a part of, I have made the offer and I stand by it, that if anyone wants me to review any sort of marketing contract, any sort of statement of work, I will do it for them for free, because my goal is that people are not taken advantage of. My goal is not that everyone becomes my client. And I mean that with all sincerity. So someone came up to me and said, "Hey, I have a suspicion that we are not getting our needs met. We have someone doing SEO for us. We have someone doing Google Ads for us. It's a multi-site dental office spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on marketing." And I said, "Well, that's really interesting. Let's hop on a call and let's review some of this stuff." So I go on and do kind of an online presence analysis, which we do a lot for businesses. Come to find out, I could not for the life of me figure out what this company was doing.
Wow.
And I said, "Okay, just out of simplicity here, like, here's a couple things I would ask them." Now, here's what just blows my mind, Mike, is they ended up having an in-person meeting with this marketing agency, and the office manager comes with these questions and starts asking them. And naturally, the marketing agency owner got incredibly defensive. Ended up going to her boss and said, "There's no way she came up with those questions herself. She's already working with somebody else."
Wow.
All this kind of stuff. And I just sat back and said, "I'm so sorry that happened." And she goes, and this is, again, I've heard this just dozens and dozens of times. They said, "We just didn't know."
Yeah.
"We just didn't know." They're going on with their daily life. They're trying to make sure clients are taken care of. They're running payroll. They're doing administrative work. And you just assume and trust that whoever it is you're working with, whether that's in-house or outsourced, is doing their job.
Yeah.
Because you don't have time to keep up on it.
Yep.
All the social media platforms, all the Google services you have, your website, your hosting. It's just so complicated right now that how do you keep up with it, right? That's where the book came from. It's
amazing.
From stories like that.
And your heart goes out to them because you know that here's this dental office that goes to a seminar and goes, "Oh, you need to get into digital marketing." And then they probably vetted a couple companies and this one sounded good. And, you know, but it turns out to be like, oh, maybe not all they were cracked up to be. But the dental office, they know dental. They know that kind of thing, but not the marketing side of things. So, you know, when we can become, reliant on trusting people, boy, you know, someone could probably Google it, but Ronald Reagan was known for saying something like trust first, but then verify, or trust, but verify first. And it's like, yeah, I want to trust you, but let's verify this, you know? And so what's another thing? So, honesty, transparency, reporting, but what else? Because I can imagine that, you know, hey, I don't get any monthly report. Why am I paying you money? Okay. That's a bad one. Or here's this report that's a bunch of numbers and graphs and charts, and I don't even know what it means to me.
I'll say this, there's been so much written about ideal clients, about, you know, your client avatar, about your target market, your audience, right? That is nothing that is unfamiliar to anyone in business that's taken any sort of marketing course in college, has read any marketing book, right? Know your audience. Everyone's heard it, right? Here's what I think people need to understand in digital marketing. And this is where I really have to make a distinction. In digital marketing, there are two sides to it, and you cannot ignore them. There is creative marketing and there is technical marketing. Those are not the same thing. And so what happens oftentimes with a marketing agency, or even just with a business owner, they tend to fall on one side or the other. Most of them are on the creative side. They want to create graphics for their flyers, for their brochures, for their landing pages, for their social media. Okay, realtors are a great example of this. Realtors live on Canva, right? And they just want to create all this kind of stuff. What they miss, though, is the technical side of it. What I think business owners are not understanding or realizing is that the people who will walk through your door, you think that that is your target audience. In the digital space, you have digital audiences who may not be the people who walk through your door, but they are actually, from a technical standpoint, who you should be targeting. Okay.
Yep.
Case in point, event businesses or booking based companies. Okay. So we work with dozens. We're probably one of the largest marketing agencies in the country that works with immersive experience companies. So everything from axe throwing to escape room companies to in-person game shows to train tours. Okay. We've really kind of found this niche that we spent a lot of time in. I will tell you right now, the people who escape room owners think that they're targeting are like 20 something year old guys and different things like that. From a digital standpoint, your audience is women ages 35 to 55.
Wow.
Why do you think that is, Mike?
I don't know, but I'll
decision maker.
I was going to say something like this. About 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, my family discovered an escape room, and we always thought it was like a horror room, doors closing on you. Right.
Yep.
And it's like misconception. So we went to one and we're like, oh my word. And so in the last 2.5 years, we've been to like 25 literally. And we love, love, love escape rooms.
Amazing.
And I think that it's more than just, yeah, it's fun. It's family time. It is mental, absolutely, you know, puzzles. And then from a corporate side of things, it could be team building. So yeah, your point about the females between age X and Y, it could be like, wow, we're looking at this way more than just a fun afternoon. It could be fun for the family. They're making the decision. They're the ones that are like, oh, the kids are coming in for, you know, a Thanksgiving or Christmas break. We need to do something fun. But it's to your point, it's, you know, you can make a pretty creative escape room ad for this digital campaign. And then that's smoke and mirrors. But the technical side of things is it being put in front of the right person? And I would even take it further. I would say you need to think of it of creative versus technical, but also branding versus direct response. So maybe someone that sees this, whatever, you know, ad, maybe they're not ready to go click buy. Maybe they need to see, you know, oh, the top three things you must understand about. And then maybe that gets them into your follow-up funnel so that then the purchase can be made. So that strategy that needs to tie into the technical side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I'm going to double down on your point. Okay. So from an actual audience, like ideal audience. Okay. So, did an audit on an immersive experience company and they said, hey, you know, can you check out our targeting? And they had stuff on there like Pokemon and anime and stuff like that. And yeah. I was like, whoa, hold on. Why are we doing this? They go, well, we're looking for, you know, kids ages 15 to, you know, whatever, 25 or something like that. I said, no. They're number one, they don't have money. Number two, yep, they're not the ones that make decisions for their family and friends groups. You got to find their moms, yep, right? So again, you have to be really conscious here of understanding who your digital audience is. Now, yeah, the beauty of this is because of all the analytics we have available, this isn't guesswork.
Yep.
You actually can go on and see who is actually engaging on your website, who's clicking on your advertisements, all of that kind of stuff. Now, also the retargeting side of it, and I have an entire chapter in my book that's talking about leveraging your database, which I know may not sound like a super sexy topic, but the whole idea here is, you know, when you're splitting it up from an advertising standpoint, you have cold leads, warm leads, and hot leads, right? We refer to them as human beings, not just leads, because it can get kind of sterile. But like, you have to understand that your database is full of people who have interacted with you. And so if you are a business in 2022, 2023 that is not texting, is not doing text message marketing, that's not doing email marketing and dropping it on people's phones, that's not doing some sort of retargeting, you are missing out on low-hanging fruit there of people that just absolutely want to pay you money. And so I had someone tell me one time, they said, okay, when should we stop asking for referrals or when should we stop asking for reviews? Like, when is it too late? And my response was, when that person has died.
The old saying in marketing with follow-up, you know, you follow up until they buy or die. And it really is the case because, right. Because people aren't ready right this second, but they get that email, they hit delete, but they thought of you for that moment in time. So, that's right. Excellent that you have a chapter in your book about retargeting, remarketing, because just if you know how to do it right and someone visited your website and maybe you get as granular as going, okay, we're going to put a tracking cookie to know that when they came to this page of the website, we're going to follow them around and show them, you know, that page again or that or something similar so that it's really tied in. Well, now all of a sudden you're everywhere, but yet you're only everywhere in their back pocket. And that's a really huge thing with digital marketing. And I would venture to say we could tie that concept back into transparency and say that there's some digital marketing companies out there that, you know, smoke and mirror and talk about that. And then they don't deliver fully.
Well, I think one of the concerns of business owners is they want to make sure that this doesn't get too spammy. They want to make sure that this is very human. And that's one of the core tenets of our business is we call it marketing for humans. It's this idea that you, Mike, as a business owner, are a human being with a family and all these extracurricular activities and things like that. We, as a marketing agency, are human beings. We talk about our team by name, right? Our team's over 200 people and they've got stuff going on in their lives, right? And then we're looking for people that are human beings. So I talk to clients all the time and say, you see all those clicks you got? Those are people. Yep. I want you to remember that. You see that form submission that came through? Most of the time, that's a person.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a bot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like we have to get that back, that message at the forefront of people's minds when we talk about digital marketing is we are working with human beings here. And so there are ways of doing this data tracking and retargeting and stuff like that is still very natural and organic and human. And at the same time, it still creates freedom for both the business owner and the consumer because you have an automated system where like someone submits a form and there's a text message that goes out. That's the exact same text message that the business owner would have sent anyways. We just sent it automatic through a system.
Okay, so right? that's a huge point
for business owners.
You're exactly right. So, I want to make a comment about that point, but first I want to ask a question because I've not seen your book. I've not seen the table of contents. So is there a chapter or a section in the book about using chat bots? Automated chat bots.
Oh, Mike. So I will be alluding to it, but that is a whole animal.
Okay. So thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm a huge fan of AI. You've seen so much AI art come out recently.
Yeah.
And what's so funny about it is the number of copywriters that got upset when there was AI copywriting coming out, which is an incredible tool.
Yeah.
I tell you, if I could go back to college right now,
I would
out papers so fast. But AI art is funny because a bunch of creatives didn't really care about the AI copywriting. And all of a sudden AI art came out. Now you still have to have people that manage that. But have you seen the AI booking systems? We have one that we use that will literally respond and rebook people if they cancel stuff. I mean, again, at the end of the day, this is about creating freedom.
Like, but the point that I think that people miss out on is they want to use AI only as a hands-off and they forget and disregard the human relationship side that you brought up. So I know that you propose that you agree with this. So in the example of you fill out the form, you get an email, automated email and a text. Well, if that person responds back, so like I have that set up on one of my funnels where you download this course and it sends this text and I'll get a response back on my phone to one of those automated texts. Like let's say on a Saturday, like and they'll respond back to it and I will pick up my phone and respond and go, hey, happy Saturday. Just wanted to answer your question here. And so it's me answering it, but the automated side of things was doing the drip, drip, drip tapping on the shoulder. So I would encourage people, myself, use automation and AI wonderful, but have the human touch where you or someone on your team can step in and really humanize it.
100%. We refer to it as a handoff. That's what we refer to it in-house. That there's a point when the automation is a handoff. Now, what's amazing is I've gotten clients who said, hey, I was so impressed by your onboarding system because I could tell there was automation involved, but oh my goodness, it was so clean. It was so regulated. It was, and then whenever they needed me, I was available. Right. Yep. And so this goes into, and this is addressed in the book, right? So not just about knowing your audience, but also just the way that you are communicating. And this is what I think people miss. Marketing does not stop with your advertising campaign. It does not stop with your advertising campaign. Your messaging goes all the way through, right? You can tell the name of the book is called Digital Marketing Sucks, right? A Practical Guide for Frustrated Business Owners. And if you see the cover of the book, it's got a coffee ring on it, like a coffee stain, because I think all of us as business owners can connect, or as entrepreneurs can connect to that, like looking for an energy source elsewhere to be able to get through this next phase of our business, of our life, whatever it is. And then also just sitting there at a computer, just trying to figure this stuff out, whether it's an issue with your website, whether it's an issue with, you know, your technical side, your creative side of it. And so I put this to a vote. I had it all over social media. I got hundreds and hundreds of comments from people. And it was the one that people connected to the most, because they understood what it's like to be an entrepreneur or business owner and just like be drinking so much coffee out of frustration to finish things out. And again, your marketing, it goes all the way through to your hiring, Mike. People are complaining so much right now about their inability to find good work. And I go, it's such a different world now that people don't have to, they're not just begging for a job. They have so many options because of remote work, because of, you know,
side hustle.
In our town, you can start at Chipotle for like $19 an hour.
Whoa.
I would have dreamed about that in high school, right?
Yep.
And so you have to understand that your messaging for your business is not just a one-time campaign. It goes all the way into that automated text message that gets sent out. There's a brand voice and a language that has to be used there. And so what this book is doing is I just want to rip the mask off of digital marketing, because there's so many trends that happen.
Yeah.
Okay? No one was talking about TikTok, you know, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
No one was talking about it. And now there are literally people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month creating content on TikTok. So what I want to do is make sure that business owners can have a digital online presence foundation that is solid, that can weather any of the trends that come through, so that you go to your next business convention or whatever it is, and you find out about the new trend in real estate marketing, you find out the new trend in roofing or whatever it is, and you go, oh my gosh, we should do that. Let's find the 23-year-old in our office. I don't know why they're always 23, but they're always 23. That someone hands a digital marketing to, and they try and do it, and it doesn't work or whatever it is. Their online presence foundation doesn't get rattled. And so I've sat down with everyone from $100 million property management companies to local breweries and said, this should be the same across the board. These are the 10 things you have to pay attention to, so that if a marketing agency, if an in-house marketing team, if anybody touches your online presence, it doesn't break.
And if
that's
they say this, run. And they should be saying that. So listen for this. Yeah. So I think that's such a neat.
And that's going to be included. That's included.
Yeah.
Every
Good.
Chapter, almost every chapter, is going to have a guide. It's going to have a checklist. Nice. It's going to have a guide. I wanted to make sure that this book was as approachable and doable as possible. And
well,
so in purchasing the book, there's going to be some free resources that are given out that are kind of ahead of the book, even, that are going to have some of those guides and some of those checklists available.
Well, do tell, because I know I want a copy of it, and I want to make sure the listeners can get one as well. So wrap us up with what's the best way someone can pick up a copy of this book?
The book is going live for pre-sale on December 12th, and it's going to be available for pre-sale for the next 3 months, but on December 12th, it's going to be 99 cents. It's going to be 99 cents, which is it's an offer that I hope is a no-brainer to people, because you're not even going to be charged 99 cents until the ebook is uploaded. The goal for that is March 1st. So it's going to be available on Amazon. Digital Marketing Sucks, A Practical Guide for Frustrated Business Owners. The landing page that you can go to get the pre-registration is sucks.jakezufelt.com. sucks.jakezufelt.com. So we've had a lot of fun with, you know, with that, and there's a lot of potential in what you can do with that. And so again, if you go there and go to that landing page and register, I'll send you some bonus content, some online presence checklist. And some of this stuff, it's not going to be, and I found this, Mike, a lot of the things I talk about are not anything that's like radical and new for people. the biggest barrier I see with business owners is just needing permission from an expert to actually go do it.
Yep.
Because they have
a little bit of guidance
because of the amount of information. Yeah. The amount of information out there that is conflicting in the digital marketing space. They're just looking for someone they can trust who is going to give them permission to go and take a look at their hosting, go take a look at their messaging, go take a look at their call to action and actually make progress in that because they have guidance.
I love it.
To be able to do, you know, the best practice.
Thank you for putting this together, doing the research and interviews to make the book available. And I look forward to picking up a copy, and I encourage everyone listening to pick up a copy as well. Jake, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's always an honor to get to hang out with you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.